Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor lack of male unbifurcated garments stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Okay, that's actually not the unofficial creed of the United States Postal Service. The male unbifurcated garment, or kilt, currently has no place at the USPS, but if Dean Peterson gets his way, that will change soon. We learned about his quest in the Boston Globe today. The mail carrier from Lacey, Washington, is in Boston for the 66th Biennial Convention of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Mr. Peterson, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
And tell me about your push for postal carriers to be allowed to wear kilts.
It all started when my wife took a trip to Scotland, and she brought me back one of those tartan kilts. And I was 45 years old at the time and had never worn a kilt, and I ended up wearing a kilt to a picnic. And it was the most comfortable thing I ever wore. So I went ahead and started purchasing kilts and eventually got rid of all my pants. And now I have 15 kilts and no pants.
You wear nothing but kilts now?
Nothing but kilts other than delivering a mail because it's not authorized yet.
So you're trying to get an actual change in the mail carrier's dress code enacted at the convention?
Right. We got five people here that are wearing prototype kilts, and currently we can only wear a pair of pants and slacks and then a pair of shorts, and I'm just getting it to where we have one more uniform option to wear.
Why the name male unbifurcated garments? Why not just call it a kilt?
Well, when I initially started the resolution, I went on the internet and I typed in kilt, and it took me to male unbifurcated garments.
No kidding.
Yeah. So then I had to whip out the dictionary and find out exactly what unbifurcated garments mean, and it means no separation between the legs, basically.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
You said you're wearing the prototype kilt right now. Can you describe it for us?
It's not exactly like a tartan kilt from Scotland. It's kind of like an Americanized kilt. It's really hard to describe, but it's a kilt.
What color is it?
They're postal blue.
Any decoration?
They have little buttons at the bottom so that you can keep it from blowing up in high winds.
Well, that would be handy.
Yeah. And they have two front pockets that you can stick your hands in.
Well, what do you think? Are you going to be going back to Lacey, Washington after the convention with a good feeling that your fellow carriers will be wearing kilts?
From the beginning, I was probably thought I had a 5% chance of getting this resolution passed. But now, after talking to a lot of the delegates at the convention here, I'm hoping it's going to be right around 50-50 vote here.
And all you need is just a bit over 50%.
Right. Then the NLAC, the National Association of Letter Carriers, would send that to the USPS for further review, and then they're going to add their 2 cents to it.
Oh, well, that could be the killer right there.
Yeah, that could be the key. They might say they don't recommend wearing it for safety reasons or something like that, but I don't improve my chances of getting bit by a dog if I'm wearing a kilt.
Oh, they're worried about dog bites.
Well, that and, you know, falling on the ground and maybe exposing something, but I mean, I'm wearing something just like a underneath the kilt, just like a female would.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Peterson, good luck to you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Dean Peterson at the convention of the National Association of Letter Carriers, where he's pushing a resolution to allow male men to wear so-called male unbifurcated garments.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.